Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here on this last day of June with Dr. David Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard, and your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. Glad you're with us today for New Life.
I find myself constantly trying to take care of everything for my husband.
I'm in a marriage. I just got married 3 months ago, and it's a complete disaster.
I feel like my life is nothing but a rut.
Well, that's good news, because a rut has two open ends. A grave has the ends already filled in.
Boundaries don't have to have timelines. You just simply say, when this behavior ceases, when you get into therapy, when you do the following things, then we will talk.
God's whole program is, when we've been trying it one way, then we try it His way.
Play therapy or drawing, art therapy, that works really well
with
children.
That's what your 30 days of celibacy has brought to light, is that, okay, you can manage this, but boy, he can't.
Everybody, welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with two of my favorite people, Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, Dave.
Steve, how are you?
I am good today, and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Steve.
And all of you, thank you. Wherever you are, in your car or at work, maybe you're in the kitchen, maybe you're driving a truck across, or maybe you're watching television, wherever you are, thank you for joining us today. It is our privilege to get to be here, and thanks to those that support us and allow us to be here. Well, it's the last day of June. Next month, we've got a New Life Weekend coming up, and I want to play a little clip for you from Kristen, who attended a New Life Weekend and had some amazing results. But here's what her life has been like since.
Before coming to this weekend, I struggled with wanting to make a final decision about whether to end a 10-year abusive marriage. I felt such deep pain in regard to my husband's affair that he had after we had separated. I just wanted the pain to go away. Although I did not have peace in moving forward with divorce papers. And what this weekend has taught me first is that it's okay to hurt. For right now, I am to continue to wait and pray for my marriage, for my husband's walk with Christ, and for his healing. In the meantime, I embrace where I am in this walk to really, really learn and understand what it means to lean on Christ. My walk and healing continues for me and my health. And through my complete surrender of myself, my life, and my marriage, I will come to know God's plan and purpose for my life one day at a time.
Well, I'll tell you, she used a key word there, that word surrender, and that's what so many people do. They've been trying it their way. They've been trying to white-knuckle it or use their willpower, and then they come and they surrender and say, okay, Lord, I stop. I'm willing to try it your way. It's a very, very powerful weekend. Jill, you send people there. Why do you send people to a New Life Weekend?
Well, because it gives them a chance to get away from their everyday life where we get so distracted and really immerse themselves in hearing new concepts or old concepts kind of come to life, and a chance to really share what's going on with them. I think just the amount of time, the group setting, Steve, how you walk people through the steps of healing, it's just really powerful. And I think it gives people something more than just, you know, touching on something and then having to go back to regular life.
And I think, too, when they go back into their counseling or they start counseling after
it just makes all the difference.
Different perspective.
Yes.
All right, well, I hope you'll join us. You can find out information about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. We would love to see you there. We will take a break and come back and go right to your phone calls here on New Life Live. Glad you're with us today, and if you can help us, summer months are always tough, especially right now through the end of summer. So please, if there's any way that you can step in for somebody that perhaps has not given because they're on vacation, well, you do that by going to newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I hope you can. We'll be back.
You think I'm a great person, full of life and fun to be around. You say you love me, but if you knew what was going on in my head, I don't think you'd love me anymore. I saw my first girly magazine when I was 7, and I was hooked. I look at porn every chance I get. I've tried to stop over and over again. Sometimes it works for a couple days, but then I fall right back into my old ways.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I want to stop. I need help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I want to go right over here and talk with Patrick from Washington, D.C. Patrick listens to us on that great station, WAVA. That's the station Obama listens to us on. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Patrick. How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to make a quick comment. I admire all of you for the great work you do and the compassion that you show to other people, and that's why I'm such a faithful listener.
Well, thank you. Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
How could we help you today? What's going on?
Well, I have a couple issues. One is involves my fiance, whose daughter was married to my best friend, and they got divorced recently due to infidelity with her. And my fiance is putting a great deal of pressure on me emotionally about just being friends with them, and she's now living with the man she was involved with. And I'm having a really tough time with this, and I have been polite. I haven't said anything. I've never made any comments. I've never talked about my feelings. And I talked with my fiance this morning, and she's basically ready to end our relationship because I don't know what she wants from me. And I'm just very disturbed by that incident. The infidelity incident alone is I found very disturbing. So yeah. I need some advice on what to do about this.
Okay. Well, I'll start off here and just say that anytime a break in the relationship occurs when you're engaged, well, that's a great, I mean, it's painful, but it's great that it has occurred on this side of marriage so that you can see how she handles difficulty, struggle, and this is a situation totally beyond your control that it happened, but I guess she's a little sensitive, as you say, about your contact with them, like you're taking sides there.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. So if I were you, two things I'd say is I don't think you have to spend as much time in contact with them, given the situation. But if I were you, I would be taking a break from being engaged. I would say, let's
say that. Yes.
Yeah. I would say let's don't break up, but let's take a break and see how it goes.
Right.
Yeah. The key, Patrick, is that your fiance is not really understanding the impact of this on you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And maybe you're not very articulate in what that is. And so I think staying very, as Steve said, staying very cordial about it all, just saying, I just need some time to process this, and we probably need to take a break then, because I'm having a tough time.
Well, and maybe even acknowledging that your fiancé needs some time perhaps to sort things out with her daughter.
As well.
Because it's obviously stirred up a lot for her, and with kind of all the overlap in relationship, it sounds like she's kind of rushing to her daughter's side.
Oh, definitely. Yes, she is. And the other thing I found disturbing was the lack of compassion for my friend. I mean, here's a guy dealing with this. This is a life-changing event. and nobody cared about what happened to him. And so that was disturbing too. And I wonder, you know, if your lack of compassion for him, it was totally lacking. What does that mean for us? I mean, and I am disturbed about that.
Well, that's a good point.
Right.
Good,
absolutely. That she's
about.
Protective of her daughter above and beyond anything else.
Exactly.
And that's
and that would happen in marriage.
And that's a biggie in a marriage, because that's the biggest cause of divorce in second marriages, is that issues with the kids. And if she's that loyal, whoa, that's a big red flag.
Yes, you're right. And that's a very strong word, is loyalty. And when you marry someone, you would hope that their loyalty is to your marriage first. But I'm beginning to see some cracks in my foundation here.
In second marriages, you know, the kids came first. It's part of what isn't good about divorce.
It's a hard deal, yeah.
And so, yes, that's why there are so many problems in that issue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I understand her initially protecting her daughter. You know, her daughter's kind of the bad guy in this situation. But then what does she do next? Is she able to be objective at all?
Mm-hmm. Just curious, how long you guys dated and how long you've been engaged?
A few years engagement, but I've known her for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I've known her for a long time, and ironically, I met her because I was on a religious dating website, and I met her, and one of her issues was she was totally devastated by infidelity with her own husband. Mm-hmm. So I thought when this happened, I said, you know, she's going to show compassion to everybody. Mm-hmm. And there was absolutely no compassion shown to the husband, and he was basically kicked to the curb. And
That's really interesting. That's a red flag.
That she made him bad.
I don't understand why you knew her for 10 years and you were engaged for 2 years. Tell me about that. What's that about?
Well, I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing.
Date her long enough and you'll never marry her.
right. Plus, it was a long-distance relationship for a while because I worked for the government, but I've since retired. But I just can't believe our relationship has gone this direction over. And I'm being truthful when I say I have said nothing, have done nothing. Mm-hmm. Even when I first met her, I said that infidelity has no place in a relationship, and I'm very, very strong in that. And all I hear is excuses. Well, her husband didn't do this and that, and her husband is the son of a pastor.
She can't bear it in her daughter.
So
okay, I think we've pointed you in the right direction, that you do need a break. And it, you know, long dating and short engagement seem to be the way it goes when people are really in love and trust each other. And when you're taking a long engagement after you've known somebody 10 years, it usually means there is a lack of trust or a lack of security.
There's something. There's something there.
Right.
And Patrick, I'm just curious, how old's the daughter and how old's your best friend?
She is 37. He's 51.
She's 37, the daughter.
Yes.
And he's 51.
And the husband, the ex-husband is 51. Ironically, the man that she had this relationship is the same age. And
as the husband,
looking for a daddy.
That's been said. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's so much drama in our relationship, and I'm shocked by all this. I thought, I haven't done anything to her, and I don't know what they want from me. It seemed
and you've said that, so I would ask her, what is her expectation of you right now?
Right.
You know, and then follow through what the guys have said about taking a break.
All right. I hope you like that. You know, I've got a new book out. It's called Is This the One? I'll send it to you. Can't send it today because I don't have it in my hands, but we'll get you a copy of Is This the One? I think you'll really like it. It'll answer some questions for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Those are the numbers to call for help. Let's go to Barbara from Louisville, Kentucky. She watches on FamilyNet, and we're glad she does. Hello, Barbara.
Hey, how are you all?
Good. Just speak right up there.
The first thing I'll do is make a comment. I know you're talking about needing some funds, and I cannot imagine someone that just simply even if they just listen to the show and don't call in, they don't participate at all, I can't imagine them not receiving a lot out of it. And everybody has something. You recently started a little club, and I can't think of the name of
the
it.
Widow's Mic Club.
Yes, the Widow Mic Club. And everybody has something. They really do. I'm on disability, and I run so short mostly, and I send in some money when I can.
Thank you for that.
Everybody can do that.
Thank you so much.
You are just awesome. We need your show. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky needs your show on the air.
Thank you, Barbara.
I'm calling for everybody in Louisville.
Well, we've been there a few times. We love Louisville. We love Louisville. That's a great place.
And I challenge them because everybody has something to send in, and we should be supporting such an awesome, wonderful show.
Thank you very, very much. Now, how can we help you today? Okay. What's caused you to call?
I'm going to give you my question first, and then I'm going to give you just a little bit of background.
Okay.
My grandson, who is 16, first of all, forget about the father. He just does his own thing. And recently, I was cleaning out my house to put some carpet down, and he was helping me. And he had a bag of trash that he happened to leave on the couch, which I thought was a little bit strange. He's a good helper and cleaner. And I opened it up, and there was a Billy Graham magazine in there titled Are You a Christian? What is a Christian? That's what it was. And then there was another Christian book. Well, the one from Billy Graham, he had torn up so violently. You know, when you tear up something, you make usually like a clear tear and a clear tear, and you pitch it or put in your shredder or whatever. But this was, it looked like he tried to tear it up so much and just as much as he could, just get it as badly torn and ripped up to almost non-existent.
Okay. When you ask him about it, what did he tell you?
I don't know how to bring it up. I've talked to him about the Lord a lot in a gentle way. He's very much against anything Christian. He's 16. I don't know if I mentioned that.
You did.
He is rebelling against a lot of things. But I talked to him about the simple things. He's talking about being a better man. So I've talked to him about the verses in reference to being a better man. So I don't blast things at him, but I really don't know how to talk to him about it.
What about just asking him, just saying, hey, you know, I was putting out the trash, and I noticed that Billy Graham magazine. You really ripped into that, you know, just in that kind of tone. Tell me what that's about. I want to know.
The other thing is he does lie an awful lot. He seems to back out of everything to the way that best suits him, makes him look the best.
So he's really trying to find his way.
Yeah,
and
angry and conflicted.
Yeah, but asking him that question, Barbara, it doesn't matter what he answers because the key is to just let him know that you noticed. You don't need to make a judgment about it. I mean, the way Steve said that, phrased that was, you know, what was that all about? What were you feeling, you know? See if he'll talk. He may not, but at least he knows that you know what he did, and I don't want you to do it in a judging way, but just in a curious way as to what's up.
Not to feel like you have to tell him something to change his mind or convince him otherwise. Just to understand. That's your whole goal, is understanding what's going on with him.
Okay.
And then he might think she cares more about me than she does about her faith.
Or about proving her point.
Or about that magazine.
Yeah, the magazine. And I'm overwhelmed by that, might be the feeling. He wouldn't say that, but... But anyway, I think that's a good way to
It takes the pressure off of you feeling like you've got to come up with something brilliant or clever to say,
yeah.
right, that's going to do the trick. All you do is just reflect back kind of what he's saying, you know, and what you saw. Boy, you were really upset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's really nothing brilliant or clever to Mm-mm. say that's going to change that in
no.
a conversation. But perhaps seeing your interest in connecting with the heart, well,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
probably the best
that's,
chance
that's, the key.
That's
mm-hmm.
there. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back. More of New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program. We have some amazing workshops coming up. One is Women in the Battle. If you've been married to someone or you're married right now to someone who's struggling with sexual integrity, this would be a great workshop for you. Lose It for Life. If you're struggling with your weight, come join the rest of us who deal with this and try to have some victory over it every single day. There's Every Man's Battle also. And then the Healing is a Choice New Life Weekend coming up. We'll take a break. Come right back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. And we just got a note about a lady who has been so helped by the program. She wanted to support us. She gave us $300. And
wow.
I am just so excited for her, the progress she's made, and then, just the fact that she wants to help. If you could help us, if you've been blessed by the program, please call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or newlife.com. Let's go to Teresa from Asheville, North Carolina, watching us on the NRB Television Network. Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
Hi there. How could we help you today?
I'll get right to my question. How do I handle the logistics of ending a marriage after 30 years, dealing with the effects on my adult children, four adult children, a grandchild?
Wow.
Should I even respond to his texts or calls or emails?
Whose texts?
File for legal separation.
Where are you at in the process?
This all just blew up Saturday night.
What happened?
Oh, I discovered I knew he was getting... there's a previous history of infidelity. Mm. And I walked in because we were getting ready to go to a barbecue, and I said, here, taste this and tell me what it needs in the dip. And I saw the cell phone go in the pocket. And then it lit up. And the second that cell phone lit up, I knew.
Yeah.
I knew, and I said, give me your phone. And he said, no. And I said, who are you texting? And he was like, what? And I said, give me the phone. He said, why? It's not, you know. And anyway, I may have hit him hard enough to knock his glasses off. That's all I'm saying.
Well, do you think going right to the divorce option is the thing to do?
The thing is when we dealt with this before, I sucked it up because we were raising four children.
Right.
And over the years, he has thanked me for doing that. And I have always said, I'm glad I stayed too, but just know that I will never go through that again. So I want you to understand, I mean, I've always been very clear. I will never do that again. So if you're ever tempted, just know that I will never do that again. And sure enough, here we go. And the bottom line is he kept saying, it's nothing. And I said, if it's nothing, then give me your phone. And he was like, no. And I said, you're making a choice right now. And I said, really? You know, 30 years I've been here. 30 years I have walked faithfully by you through all these things. And, you know, and you're going to choose this? Really? And he made his choice.
So sad for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it sounds
I almost feel like I don't have a choice. I feel like he made this choice for us.
Yeah.
Teresa, did the two of you get any help between you sucking it up? And
yeah,
now?
We did. We burned through five marriage counselors.
Okay.
And
it's hard to find a good one.
It is. And sometimes they work for one and not the other.
Yeah.
You know, he started counseling, and it was great for him. But when I joined, it was a very bizarre dynamic, and that didn't work. And so we went to another one and another one, and we actually ended up with a pastor who was extremely helpful.
Good.
And we actually did the Boundaries Bible study there. And that was helpful. And
Do you know, or Teresa, do you know how far this has gone, this relationship that he's in? Do you know
Well, no, because he sits on a throne of lies, you know, because he lies all the time, you know.
Well, right.
And so I don't know. He swears it was nothing, that it was this poor waitress he was trying to help with an eating disorder. And I was like, really, how dumb do I look? And and he said, nothing happened. And I just kept saying, if nothing happened, then hand me the phone. And he absolutely would not. And then I went a little crazy. Okay. And I made him
Well, what about suggesting to him, if you want any hope of us getting back together, you have to go to Every Man's Battle and see what happens there? Or both of you going to a New Life Weekend, or him. I wish he would get some help, whether you stay with him or not.
Yeah, for the sexual
And that's
part.
How I feel, too, but I kind of feel like this is obviously such an unhealthy person. This really doesn't have anything to do with me anymore.
So
go get help for him. He just needs to go be a healthy person and have a nice life, or just go shtup Bubbles or whatever her name is and... you know, so, have a nice life, but I don't plan on being any part of that anymore.
So, Teresa, I understand that you've had it, and you've been very clear with him. I think for the sake of even your adult children, I would tell him, you know, he needs to go get help. Every Man's Battle would be the place to start, that you're going to move forward with divorce, and, you know, you're going to keep moving forward in that direction. He needs to keep moving forward and getting help. And you'll kind of take it a step at a time.
Is it my... Do I even engage him? I mean, should I even be the one
He's still
Every Man's Battle?
He's
I don't
still the,
feel like that's my place.
He's still the father of your children.
You will be involved with him forever.
You're going to be involved with him with grandkids and weddings and all kinds of things. So
divorce is a misnomer.
Do it for the grandkids.
But then go ahead and move in the direction you're going. Just don't rush. Because that gives your kids time to adjust to the realities of it all.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break and come right back for more of New Life Live. We've been talking about the need for help. Would you call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com and help us support this ministry? We'll be back.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. I'm going to send Teresa Regret-Free Living. That's our gift to you. If you support the ministry, we would love for you to do that. Let's go to, how about Robert from Greenville, Texas? Hello, Robert. Welcome to New Life. He listens on KWRD.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. Thanks for calling us.
My situation is I've been divorced for about 3 or 4 years now, and our divorce really wasn't on biblical terms. I was married for like 23 years, and she just decided that the kids were all grown, that she didn't want to take care of nobody no more, and all that. So my question is, what am I supposed to do now, biblically wise? Can I remarry? Can I? I don't know what the next step is.
Tell me about what's happened with her since she left you.
She's in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we still talk every now and then, and, you know, I'm having a hard time letting go. Even though it's been 3 or 4 years, I don't know. I don't know what my problem is. Crazy, I guess. Yeah.
Well, 23 years is a long time.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's not with nobody. She says she don't want to be with nobody. She just wants to concentrate on doing some of the things that she wished she'd have done, but she didn't do because of having kids and this, that, and the other.
Hmm. Well, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that things do. I heard this figure so much when I went through this that after 5 years, things really change. And I think it's true. The kind of a veil lifts and you're able to deal with it a little more objectively. So, you know, you're kind of on schedule for not being able to just quite get over the abandonment there. you know, some people would say that since she abandoned you, she was acting like a non-believer, and that you would be entitled to remarry based on that.
Well,
Dave, you have a different thought, don't you?
Well, no, I think abandonment is one of the valid issues, and you know, somehow, I don't think you need to remarry right now, Robert. It sounds like you've got to do some work first in terms of letting go, and so I would get involved with some singles groups and do some group activities and. You know, just begin to grieve for what you lost, the loss of that, and but I think when somebody abandons you like that, you're not stuck holding an empty bag. That you make every effort you can to reconcile, and if you can't, then you move on in life, and God's in the forgiving business.
Well, and Robert, since you still talk to her, I wonder if it wouldn't be helpful to ask her some things. You know, that she saw in her being married to you, that she thinks that if you change those things, that might help you in future relationships. Like, what would she say you needed to work on? That you want it from her perspective. That you're really interested in growing yourself to be a better person, to be able to be...
I've asked her that.
Okay.
And her answer was... is to put her first, but I felt like I did. I put her first on everything.
Okay.
A lot
so
of things
that...
I did within 23 years was for her.
Well,
right,
but unless
but
she
somehow she didn't receive it that way.
Unless she feels that, it doesn't really count, you know. So find out what she means by that. What would you do differently that would make her feel like she was first?
Yeah, to understand what that would look like to her, because you thought you were doing that, so obviously you were missing something.
Yeah. You know, just the fact that she didn't feel free to pursue the things she wanted to pursue while married to you, I mean, that to me is shocking. And I that there isn't another man involved. And I'm hoping and praying that she might reconsider that there'd be a way for the two of you to have your own lives and a life with each other. But I think she might need to see your willingness change before she'd be willing to do that.
Yeah, how did you hinder her?
Yeah, and I would work on that. I mean, you're still attached, and you're talking, so she's still got some attachment too.
Yeah,
and I think it's worth exploring. But you got to listen. You got to listen to what
not
she's
defend.
Thinking. Yeah,
not defend your position.
Right,
but listen to learn.
Yeah,
to see it through her eyes.
All right. Well, I hope that's helpful to you, and. I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice, and I think it'll take you through this journey. I hope so. Let's go to, how about a call from St. Louis, Missouri, listening online. It's Beth. Hi, Beth. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. You were mentioning that book, Healing is a Choice. I had given that book to someone a long time ago, and I did call you, I think about 6-7 years ago. I had a son with an addiction problem with heroin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, my son passed away.
Oh, so sorry.
I'm okay.
How old was he?
26.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm okay, sir. I'm okay. God, the Lord's done a lot of healing, and God has showed me that my son is with him. His life would have not been a good life on this earth, and it's okay. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm calling is I'm a grandmother, and I live with my daughter. My daughter's 29. She has two children, and they both have different dads, and... my daughter is engaged. He's a wonderful young man, and my daughter is trying to be a good mom. I know she is. She's trying very hard, and I guess there's some issues in the home, and perhaps maybe some of it is my fault.
Why would it be your fault?
Yeah.
Well, because I guess my daughter says that I'm trying to think of the word. I interfere. not meaning to, but nonetheless, I do. And I was through many, many years of counseling, and I was a very abused child. And my daughter tries very hard, but sometimes she screams and yells, and I know she doesn't mean to do that, and it's not right. And then she'll apologize to my granddaughters, though. And she is trying to find her way, and she wants to be a good mom. But one day I walked in, and that was happening, and I got so scared, and I was becoming emotionally ill, and I had to leave the house.
Okay.
It stirs up all that stuff for you.
I thought I had, excuse me?
It stirs up all the abuse stuff from your childhood.
It really took me by surprise because I thought I had been healed. And I'm trying to find out what I could do. And I also, too, I have to accept the fact that I have to allow my daughter to be the parent.
What is the question for us then today? How could we help you?
Okay. What is it that I could do to perhaps maybe influence my daughter but not interfere? And I'm wondering maybe if I need to maybe get some more counseling perhaps because I think to myself, how could I allow this to be affecting me so deeply?
Mm-hmm. Dave, what do you think?
I think, Beth, what you may have already done some of this, but I would just talk to your daughter about what happened to you when you saw that. Not that what she was doing was bad and how it took you back to stuff that you thought you had already worked through, but apparently you hadn't. And just say, you know, I just need you to know what it was that I experienced growing up and the woundedness that I felt. And I just want to be a resource, you know, a support for you. And just approach it that way. And somehow you guys have to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And to talk about what happened to you as a child. It's amazing how our kids love to know those kind of things, good or bad. They want to know what it was like.
It explains so much of their own experience.
Have you ever talked to her about what happened to you?
A little bit.
Well, talk a lot more.
It might open a door. She might be understanding of your reaction. And the children, in the long run, may be the ones that benefit. I sure hope so.
Yeah. It may help in letting you be more a part of what's going on as well. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, I'm sorry for your grief. We hear it, and I'm glad that you're burdened for those kids. Seems to me a positive influence on a parent, rather than complaining about how they're raising them, works the best.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Locato here. You know, I've been a pastor for over 25 years, and in the process, I've been fortunate to cross paths a few times with Steve Arterburn and his team at New Life. And I can tell you for a fact that these are good people doing real ministry work where the rubber meets the road. One of the ways they help people is through their New Life Weekend. The Apostle Paul writes about finding the transformation that comes from the renewing of your mind. That's what these folks at New Life specialize in. Whether you struggle with anger, unforgiveness, depression, grief, boundaries issues. Maybe you've never worked through the pain of a past abortion. Maybe you need a marriage tune-up. Maybe your marriage is in crisis. Listen, these good people can help you. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 and ask about the New Life Weekend.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard. Let's talk with Kay from Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Hello, Kay.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. How could we help you today?
Well, the long and short of it is, I have a brother-in-law who has been involved with marijuana and other more harsh drugs, we suspect, and recently is sentenced to serve a few days in jail, since then has become deeply depressed and will lock himself in his room during the day, didn't participate in any Father's Day, activities, won't come out and talk to his brother. My husband, who is very close to him and will only come out at night to eat and then goes right back in, he's mentioned that he had thoughts of, maybe ending things. But he's also living with his parents, not working. And we just don't know what we can do to help him if he needs a kick in the pants to kind of get out after he does get out of jail. I think he's only going in for 20 days or so, to get a job and move on, or if we'll be kind of kicking the bucket out from underneath of him if, he leaves. And obviously his parents are involved in this, but my husband has kind of taken the lead on that.
Well, if I was in that shape, I would be depressed too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's gone from bad to worse.
Yeah,
right.
But the problem is, see, he doesn't have any hope. And I'm wondering, could you guys send him to treatment or even a New Life Weekend, something that might help him turn this around, give him some hope?
Yeah, and that's something that I've tried to encourage my husband to ask him if that was. But, likely he's going to say no. He won't even say yes to going to a movie, much less go to speak to somebody.
Yeah,
so
you have to talk to him about the fact that he can't get out of the depression because there's no solution that's been entered into the equation. Jill, go ahead.
Well, I think this is a time where he's kind of at a crisis point in his life. He's hitting bottom, it sounds like, in going to jail. And so you're right, he's hopeless. So what about the family? It sounds like you have a supportive family, almost having a family meeting, kind of like an intervention, but you're not intervening on the bad behavior. That's already been done for you. But intervening to offer hope and say, okay, this is what your life's at now. We can't ignore the fact that you're so depressed. You've had thoughts of suicide. And so that is a cry for help. So even though you're saying you don't want our help, we're here to help because that's what your behavior is telling us. And we want to rally around you and help you get through this difficult time so that you can turn it around when you get out and then offer some options for him.
Right. That's a great idea. I'll suggest that to him.
So that you guys are, it's like in the best of times, in the worst of times, you're coming alongside of him and saying, yep, you've made a mess of your life. Okay, now what are we going to do next?
Right.
So because there's so much probably shame and self-loathing, and that just furthers the cycle of addiction. Like, got to take more drugs to get away from those feelings.
Right, exactly. And that's what we're worried about is that we're going to, he has totally given up all hope, and we're worried that, any encouragement to get a job and, you're sitting at home doing nothing is just going to make him even more depressed.
Well, right, because that's, you guys are dancing around the issue kind of by saying, well, why don't you get a job and why don't you come to a movie? And that's not what he needs. He's so depressed. He's not wanting to do those types of things. He needs to know that at a deep level, you are there with him and that you are walking through this with him and that you guys are offering him some steps to hope to change his life.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great
right?
point. Thank
not
you.
Just suggesting a movie. So.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible that you could give to him, and I hope that that will be a blessing to him.
Yeah.
Before Dave shares some scripture with us, I want to talk to you about helping us here on the last day of June. We really do need your help. We were hoping to have 500 new Club New Life members by June 30th, and we're just short a little bit. If you could help us, come join Club New Life or a one-time gift to help us get through the summer, as summer is always tough. If you've listened to other ministries, you'll hear the same thing, and it's really tough on New Life. So if you could help us, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All I want you to do is to give a little bit back if we've given something to you. If we haven't and you're not a big fan of the program or you just happen to be listening, then don't worry about it. But if you've listened for years, you've always been meaning to give, I'm hoping and praying today you might say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give to this ministry. If you feel like doing that, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can give online at newlife.com. You can also find at those places what we're doing. And what we're doing next is we're going to do a New Life weekend there in Philadelphia, and it's going to be a great time of healing for many, many people. It's the Healing is a Choice weekend. I think you will love it. Please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Find out all about that weekend. We also have coming up Women in the Battle, those that are either married to or have been or with a boyfriend who struggles with sexual integrity. Maybe they've gotten help and you found out all the things that they were involved with, and it's shocking to you, and you need to help. You need some help from other women processing that. Dr. Sherry Denham will be doing that weekend. So come and join us for that. Also, Lose It for Life if you have a weight problem. And then every month we do the Every Man's Battle weekend. And men are reclaiming sexual integrity and sexual purity. It's just wonderful to see it happen the way it is. And all these wives are so grateful that they finally have their husband back after many, many years of separation. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com if you want to be part of any of those, including getting a counselor in your area. We have a network of about 1,000. Dave, help us out. Share some scripture with us today.
Well, I was thinking of one of the callers who we said, you know, you need to listen, you know. And Isaiah kind of makes this really clear. He says in Isaiah 55, "Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, for the life of your soul is at stake." And then he says, "I'm ready to make an everlasting covenant with you, and I'll give you all the mercies and unfailing love that I promised to David." So there's a promise, but we got to listen to hear it. And sometimes we got to listen to each other to be able to get that promise as well.
Mm. Well, the Bible is just full of hope. And I promise you, if you spend time with it, you'll find that hope. I was reading in Ezekiel. And how this whole thing ends up, and it sure does end up well. If we just, you know, if we believe the Bible, some great things are going to happen. It's going to be a little rough getting there, but great things are going to happen. And so pick up a Bible. If you need one, you know, we have them at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There's the Every Man's Battle and the Life Recovery Bible. Thank you for listening. We appreciate getting to be with you, whether you're in the car, home, work, truck, whatever it is. We love igloo. We love getting to be with
igloo.
You there. Hut. I mean, whatever.
Stuck
wherever
that one
someone
in there.
Is. Yeah. Please help us. Support us if you can. But tell somebody about the program. That's another way that you can help. Hope you're having a great, great summer. Hope July is going to be a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Tonight, I'm on TBN with Henry Cloud, talking about Christian counseling. That's the Praise the Lord program. Find it in your area on the TBN network. And pray for us that it'll be a great time. Talk to you next time on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you.
But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.